Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
We had a doctor's appointment with my daughter lately. And those of you who know us, you know that she's a type 1 diabetic. So if you don't know us, she is. And she was just diagnosed last year on her birthday. And, you know, kids, the Bible tells us to be like children. Because she had a dream that God was going to heal her. And she doesn't care that doctors say, you've completely depleted your insulin and your pancreas isn't making it all, so now you're dependent on insulin. She doesn't care about any of that. They wanted to put her on a pump so bad. And it was just amazing to me because regardless of what the whole first part of that appointment went like, she told that doctor, I don't want a pump because God told me that I'm going to be healed and I don't need a pump. And you know, it's not just then, she speaks it all the time. All the time. We have friends that work in the medical field and they were asking, so did they talk to you about getting a pump? And she goes, yeah, and I told them I don't want a pump because I'm gonna be healed. So if I'm believing what God told me, then I don't think I should get a pump because that's more permanent and I'm not gonna need that. And they looked at me like, you know, I don't think she understands what's going on. And you know what? I was so, just in that moment, it just made me realize that this is why the Bible tells us to be like children, right? Because as we get older, there's these things, right, that the world teaches us because scientifically this is what happens. And because this is, you know, the way we know that the body works. And, you know, there's nobody else that's been healed from it. So maybe, you know, it's impossible because we start thinking like the world. But for a child who has faith, there's nothing. It doesn't matter because God told me and that's what I'm standing on. You know, I heard something that talked about how it's not about the waiting. It's about what you do in the waiting. And I really liked that because as we go after God and we hear what He's telling us and He speaks His promises to us, we begin to realize that those promises are something that we should stand on. But the hard part comes in the waiting. Because we can, in a moment, completely be, God, I know that this is my promise that I'm going to be healed. But just like my daughter, where when a year has passed and you're wondering, will I be healed? It's in that waiting that it's important. Because that waiting period is crucial. Are you going to continue to stand on the promise He's given you? Or just like being tossed in the ocean, are you going to let your circumstance push you from side to side? I'm not sure. Maybe. No. He wants you to stand firm. He wants you to stand firm on the promise that you've been given because that's what faith is. It's knowing that regardless of what we see, what He promised is what will happen. Even though we can't see it coming yet. So, what do? Man, we rejoice in the waiting. We say, God, I know that you're bringing it to me. So I'm going to rejoice in this moment because victory is already mine. It's already been given to me. Just like this song says, by your stripes, I have been healed. In the storm, He is peace. When we don't know what to do, when we're so uncomfortable, He will give us every single thing we need if we just go after Him in the waiting. Whew. Man, if you're believing for something today, and you're in the waiting, just know it's coming. It's coming. When we think we don't understand what's happening, you gotta realize that God knows what's going on. So sometimes in the background, there's more things happening than what we can see. It can be that he's placing us in proper positioning. It can be that he's speaking to the people around us in our waiting. It can be so many different things, but he knows what's happening. He's not forgotten you, and it's coming. Just rejoice in the waiting. Just rejoice and be excited about where you're at, because know that the promises are true and you've already got them.
This morning, I literally heard that word. I literally heard faith. And I was in my shower, and it's where I do my best thinking. And so I was given that word, faith, over and over again. And all I could think of was the woman that went after Jesus in a huge crowd. And she just knew if she just touched him, she just touched his hem, she would be made well. It was her faith, and he knew it because he turned around, and in the middle of the crowd, he says, "Who touched me?" And thousands of people are gathering in, and who touched me? She fessed up. She said, "It was me, Lord," and it was against all. It was against the law. She was not supposed to touch him. She was not supposed to be made clean, and she was. It was her faith that made her well. And then there was the man who was at the pools of Bethesda, and he was on his mat, and he said, "Pick up your mat, take up your mat. Your faith has made you well." It's your faith. It's your faith that makes you well. Go after it. You have it. You have the power inside you.
I think I have to share this because it's on faith, and I wrote it this past week with God's help. Faith moves forward. Faith believes. It's not stagnant. It receives promises from God above while he watches with unending love. With each small step, faith travels on, making progress towards the dawn. Faith obeys a still small voice. It prays and reaches towards an upward choice. Faith hopes in the nighttime without any light. It believes without seeing in the darkest of night. For it trusts in our Savior who loves us so much. Even when chaos abounds, we are safe in his clutch. Faith is trusting, believing each step of the way, enduring and persevering in times of pain. Knowing and trusting God has a plan. It's serving while hurting, often standing alone. After everyone leaves, it stays and holds strong. Faith conquers, it triumphs and moves on ahead when all around seems nothing but dread. For we must remember, God has a sure hold. He never lets go of you if you're part of his fold. Faith is walking hand in hand, traveling onward with our best friend. Yes, he walks beside and continually guides. It may seem a minefield we're traveling through, but be assured, God's eye is on you. Faith is active, it's bold, and when it is used, will turn into pure gold.
I feel the Lord saying to stand firm. Stand firm. Don't let go of the promises, the things that have been spoken over your life for your calling and your destiny. Stand firm and wait on the Lord. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount on wings like eagles and they will soar. If you wait upon him, you will draw your strength. The scripture talks about joy of the Lord. The joy is actually the strength that we draw from him. So no matter the season, stand firm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Amen? Praise God. How many believe God? How many believe that God is able to do far abundantly above all that he asks or thinks? We can't even think on how great God is. Amen? How many say amen to that? Woo, come on. Is God good? Is God good? Oh, come on. Hallelujah. You know what? Is he good? He's even better than that. Amen? Come on. God is. Woo. Wonderful. Counselor. Mighty God. Everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. Is he good? Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All hearts clear. Does anybody else got to use this mic this morning? Sometimes you might have a word in you. God's working on you. You say, I can't go to that mic, but we're encouraging you. Step up. You might have a word exactly what I need. Amen? Amen. Come on, man. Hallelujah. We are all his kids. We belong to him. Amen. There you go. Oh, I thought she was coming in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, worship team. Man, hallelujah. Glory to God. Here we are. We're a week away from 4th of July. Amen. And I don't think I'm preaching next week. Hallelujah. She will look at me. I think my daughter's preaching next week. Is that okay? Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. It's time. Amen. Yeah, I guess. The Lord wants me to be quiet on that subject. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How's everybody doing this morning? Oh, I just enjoyed the Kathy and Wendy, those things that were being said this morning. I don't know if you guys read this morning. I just want you to see what it says on the pamphlet. It says, waiting on God for an answer can often cause us to wonder if he knows what we're going through. How many say amen to that? How many of you have just been waiting on God? Sometimes don't seem like he even cares. Oh, he cares. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, oh, he knows. He sees it all. Keep believing, brother. Hold on to him tightly, sister. His timing is still what? Perfect. And the best thing is he has you right in the middle of it. Amen? Amen. Right in the middle of what? His perfect timing. Well, how many of you believe that you're here for a reason? Amen. I mean, not just in this building, which I believe, yeah, everybody. But how many of you know that you're on this planet right now for a reason? He could have put you on 800 years ago. Isn't that right? You could have been here in the 1800s with Wyatt Earp and all those other guys. Amen? For whatever reason, he decided your time is right now. Is that cool? Always ready. Your time is right now. So be ready, because I know that God not only just wants to touch this city, but I know that there are folks in this house that God might be using to send them to other places in different areas. God gave me a vision one time. He's given me a couple of visions, but two of them concerning this house that were very prominent. One of the visions was God spoke to me. He says, Henry, you're a hub. I go, hub? I'm a mechanic. I mean, how many mechanics in here? Probably talk a little bit about mechanic. Only just me and you, Terry. Well, we'll get it. Yeah. He says, you're a hub. I go, a hub. And I'm thinking of the middle of a wheel. There's bearings in there and everything. And I'm just not sure. And he said to me, he says, I will send and I will send. You're a hub. I will send, I will send. I said, okay. I said, God, I don't know what you're talking about. How many say amen to that? You ever looked at something in the Word and God really got a hold of you? And then you go, what are you saying, God? You sense it. You sense him speaking to you, but you just got no idea what he's saying. Well, this is, I don't know what you're talking about, God. And it wasn't but for a few months later, I had to take a flight over I was actually headed for South Bend, Indiana, but I had to catch a, The flight went to Atlanta, and from Atlanta went to Chicago, and from Chicago, a small plane into South Bend. But when the plane was going to Atlanta, as we were getting ready to, you know, you could hear the wheels coming, and the stewardess said, you know, fasten your seatbelts, we were entering into Atlanta, and told us the temperature. But what she said was Atlanta, an international hub airport is what she said, hub. And God quickened me. I felt like getting out of my safety belt and jumping around on the planes. Like, God, I got it. Because what he was telling me, that this church is going to be a hub. So there's going to be an element of people coming in and an element of people going. He said, I will send and then I will send. How many of you get that? You understand what he's saying? We are a hub. What? Yeah, you're a hub. Look at your neighbor and say, you look like a hub. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Praise God. We are, hallelujah. We are here for a reason, for a purpose. There's a design, amen? Hallelujah. And whatever happens, happens, amen? Oh. You know how many payments we made on this building? This still blows me away. Okay, you're the pastor, right? We've only made one payment on this building and not gotten arrested for it. Amen? They haven't taken away from us. Because God gave us the $1,050,000 to buy this building. I said, how does that happen? I don't know. But I know that God has purpose and plan. Amen? How many say amen to that? And his timing is perfect. Amen? How many know that God's got a time schedule? Do you know that you're on it? Do you realize that you are on the time schedule of God? Do you know that? Do you know that he has everything for your life for you? How many know that? Do you know that it's being carried around by you already? Do you know that? He has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. He's already given it to you. Oh, yeah, well, where is it? What's inside of you? You're going to need the word of God to expose that so the Holy Spirit can expose the things that he's given to you. Is that cool? I think that's really cool. Because we got no idea sometimes what God is doing in our lives. How many say amen to that? Sometimes you say, God, where am I in all these cosmos, right? You know what he's going to tell you? You're right where I put you. Be quiet. Be still and know that I am God. Amen? Praise God. So today, what we're going to talk about today is perfect timing. The timing, God's timing. How many of you know God's timing is perfect? Do you know why? Why would you say God's timing is perfect? Because he's perfect. The word of God says that he is perfect in all his ways. How many say amen to that? Do you know that he set the stars and all the cosmos together? Everything is moving perfectly in time because of what he does. So whatever is happening in your life, know this, that God has timing. Is that okay? You can still believe him for whatever it is you're believing him for. Don't give up. Amen? Praise God. Let's go, if you would, to I think it's Matthew. What is it, brother? Matthew. Sister. Sorry. Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 15. Thank you, Katie. Hallelujah. Yeah. I should be informed of the schedule back there, huh? Now, who's running what? Praise God. By the way, if any of you have any skills and you want to help out in the sound booth and with the video stuff, we want to welcome you to, hey, come on in, talk to us. Amen? Hallelujah. We're replacing the roof. So we want to welcome you to help us out. Amen? Praise God. God does great things. Hallelujah. I know God's going to do whatever he has planned for us. So Mark chapter 1, we're going to start at verse 1. We're going to read verse 15. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you for your word, Father. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Lord, we know that without you, we can do nothing. Lord, you sent your spirit that he might lead us, guide us, and teach us, Lord, and show us things to come. So, Father, we ask you, Lord. We ask you, Father, we ask you, Jesus, that you would have your way with our hearts this morning. Let us hear what you would have us to hear, God, during this time as we read your word. In Jesus' name I pray. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say perfect timing. God's timing is perfect. Hallelujah. Word of God says in Mark chapter 1, it says, in the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem and were all baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. How many say amen to that? Amen. Time to get rid of it. Amen. Confess it, get rid of it so you can move forward. How many say amen to that? How many want to move forward in the things of God? Come on, God, take me forward. He said, well, let go of that thing you're doing. How many say amen? I paid for it. I washed it from you, but you got to let go of it. Henry, I mean, say amen. Put your name in there. You can, or you guys don't tell me Henry. Okay. No, just kidding. Put your name in there. Let God, because God has done a wonderful thing in washing away your sins. How many say amen to that? Amen. Beautiful. But there's reason and purpose. There is purpose and plan for him washing your sins away. How many say amen to that? Can I say that? Can I tell you that? Do you know that? There's got to be a reason. Is that right? Otherwise, you get saved, you die and go to heaven, right? He just kill you right then. Okay, boom. All right, got him. Can't move backward now, right? Oh, man, he's got so much for us. It is, you get saved, and there is this washing of water by the word that goes on in your heart that God begins to bring you to what he wants you to be. Does that mean say amen to that? How many want to be what God wants you to be? How many want to walk the way God wants you to walk? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm glad that six of you want to do that. The rest of you, no, I'm just kidding. Hallelujah. And John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle of a skin about his loins. And he did eat locusts and wild honey. Everybody say, yum. That sounds good to me. Anybody getting hungry? Locusts and wild honey. It says, and he preached saying, there comes one mightier than I after me, whose latchet, of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Whew. One amen, two amens. He will baptize you. See, there's a difference between John the Baptist and Jesus. How many of you know that? John will baptize you in water, but Jesus will baptize you in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a very important part of the church today. Let me say amen to that. A very, very critical part to be listening to in the church, in the house of the Lord, in the body of Christ today. How many say amen? Praise God. It shall come to, and it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in the Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw heaven opened and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness for 40 days to be tempted of who? I don't even like to say this. I'll let you guys say that. No, I'm just kidding. He was tempted of Satan and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. Now, after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And here's what he said, saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen. The time is fulfilled. How many of you know that there's times and seasons in the scriptures that the Bible talks about these things will happen? How many say amen to that? This was time. When Jesus came as a son of God, he was born. The time came that he was born. Amen. The time came that we went to the temple and was teaching the Pharisees. And they thought he was wondering, who is this kid? When they found out who he was, they rejected him. How do you know that? The Bible says he was rejected of men. Why'd they reject him? Because his mama, they knew that his mama had a baby before she was married. Didn't realize the scripture said that a virgin shall conceive and shall bear a son. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor of the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. Hallelujah. How many know the scriptures have a way of showing themselves at the right time? Is that right? Jesus came at the right time. Hallelujah. The time came. Jesus said, the time is now. The kingdom of God is at hand. Praise God. And it's been at hand ever since he said that. How many say amen? It's been accessible by mankind. Is that right? Ooh, come on. Hallelujah. Especially when Jesus died on the cross. You know that people were coming like crazy and were being healed by Jesus even before he died on the cross. Amen? I mean, they came and because he was operating in the kingdom. That's how he operated. He didn't know how to operate any other way. And he knows how man operated, but he said, I don't know, I'm going to show you how to operate. How many say amen to that? That's why you need to stay in your Bible. That's why you need to look at Jesus constantly. Keep looking, see what he did and how he did it. Amen? Ooh, yeah, because he will show you. This is what a redeemed person looks like. Looks like Jesus. Does the things that Jesus does. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Well, I get excited about that. I don't know about you guys. Praise God. Hallelujah. The time is fulfilled. Let's go to John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. I love the word of God. I know that the word of God speaks for itself. How many say amen to that? Hallelujah. If you just the word of God, if you just use the word of God, you want to know how people get saved? It's by the word of God. Amen. No other way. No other man. No other way but by the word of God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Here in John chapter 1, starting verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. The word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Amen? Nothing made that was made, except it was made by him. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God. And once again, we're here with John the Baptist, whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. Can I tell you the timing that God had between Jesus and John the Baptist? I mean, they weren't calling each other. Dude, I'm going to be in the Jordan here in 2 weeks. Okay, what are you doing, man? Are you going to go ahead and start baptizing or what? Okay. And then I'll get there. All right. And we'll talk to the Lord, have him send his dove down. All right. And I guess, I mean, the timing of God is perfect. It's perfect. It always has been and always will be. Amen. The timing for your life is perfect. God has ordained your life perfectly. Isn't that weird? That's cool, isn't it? Know that. You got to know that. Because God is looking for people that operate by faith. If you hear him say something to you, go do this, go do that. Know this. If you know it's him, go do it. It might feel weird. Amen? It might, hey, go over there and see that guy fixing his flat. Yeah. Go over there. See how he's doing. Here goes this young lady going over. Okay, I don't know why. Do you want me to fix your flat for you? Is it maybe God wants? No, maybe God just wants you to give him a word in due season. Is that okay? Do what God has for you to do, okay? Because his timing is perfect. You don't have the job that you have just because it's random. It is perfectly timed. Oh, you got to hear this. It's perfectly planned. Perfectly. Oh, God. Come on. Hallelujah. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. Unrecognizable. How many say amen? Jesus, when he came, was unrecognizable. Didn't look like any. He just looked like any other man. Unrecognizable. And he says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become what? Sons of God. Even to them that believe in his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but were of God. They were born of God. Can I tell you his perfect timing? Do you see his perfect time in this? The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. His timing, his timing, his timing. It's his plan. We are in his plan. How many say amen to that? This earth is his plan. Is that right? This earth, in his plan, he designed a man to live on this earth. How many say amen to that? And a woman. He gave them this earth. How many say amen to that? He gave them. They were husband and wife in the garden, if you will, filled with the Spirit of God. Do you know that? That's the design right there. He told them, subdue the earth and take dominion over it. How many know it hasn't been done yet? How many say amen to that? How many know that it looks like we are in a fallen world? How many say that? Amen? It looks that way. But you see, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his mindset is way above our mindset. Do you know that? So what looks like a fallen world out there is a redeemed world. Do you understand that? This is where it gets weird, folks, okay? Hang with me. Hang with me. What looks like a redeemed, what looks like a fallen world out there is actually a redeemed world. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he canceled the curse. This earth is under the redemption of Jesus Christ, just like we are. How many say amen to that? We have the authority in Jesus' name to walk in the authority that he gives us. Amen? We have that authority. Do you get it? This world was designed for man. I mean, say amen. No man getting an amen out of that, but I'm going to tell you that. That's what it was. That's God's plan. That's his purpose. That's what he planned. For whatever reason, we think that we got to get to heaven. God said something to me the other day. He said this, Henry, man wasn't designed for heaven. He's designed for the earth. All of us, amen? Notice, when you look in scriptures, I go, Lord, dang, they're not going to believe that, God. Come on, everybody wants to die and go to heaven. All dogs die and go to heaven. Okay, that was a joke. All right, sorry. Nobody got that one. Everybody wants to go to heaven. How many want to go to heaven? Come on, we all do. But God says, nothing designed for you up here. If you read the Word of God, if you read Revelation, you're going to find that God brings everything back on the earth. How many say amen to that? He says, Jesus comes back riding on a white horse. He's got these words on him, the Word of God on his thigh. Amen? Woo, and he brings all his saints with him. Amen? Come on. Hallelujah. This is our house. This is our place. He designed the earth for us. He said, take dominion and subdue it. It's yours. Woo. Hallelujah. Even at the end, you're going to see it. There is a city. It's 1,600 miles high, 1,600 miles this way, 1,600 miles that way. The Bible says, I've heard guys call it God's RV. He brings it down and he sets it on this planet. It's in the scriptures. How many seen it in there? He talks about it. He brings everything back to the earth. We're designed for the earth. Hallelujah. See, I didn't get this when he first spoke that to me. I said, huh? Are you crazy? We want to go to heaven. He said, well, I'm going to put you back on the earth. How do you like that, boy? I said, yeah, okay, I get it. Because, folks, our mindset is changing. How many say amen to that? We are designed here to work on this thing. God, show us how to walk. Show us how to walk. How many say amen to that? Hallelujah. And his timing is perfect. How many know that God reveals things at certain times, certain seasons. Do you know that? The seasons that he brings forth, that he opens his word to us. I believe we are in a wonderful season right now where God is saying, look, I am going to transform the mind of my kids. How many say amen to that? See, the Word of God says that we have the mind of Christ. How many of you read that? How many of you have operated in the mind of Christ ever since you read that thing? I said, God, I don't even know how to do that. I mean, say amen to that. Well, see, I believe we are in the time when he says, I'm going to transfer. I'm going to show those things that you're thinking that is not my thinking. Hallelujah. Much, much. Glory to God. Let me go. After Jesus was baptized in the Holy Spirit, well, I got lost. Hold on a minute. I got to recap. Things started flowing. You get a little bit out of. Jesus came and he died. Amen. Do you guys remember that? Yeah. How many of you were there? Come on, raise your hand, folks. Everybody, every one of you were there. You were crucified with him on that cross. Oh, you got to get these things. How many of you were there? Come on. 6 of you, 17. All right, come on. You got to know that when he died on the cross, he took you to that cross. He paid for your sins. You were there. Never to be remembered again. Isn't that cool? Hallelujah. Well, he died on the cross, was buried, and in 3 days, what happened? He rose again from the dead. 40 days later, he showed himself to his disciples for 40 days. And he told them, wait for the promise. So I'm going to go to Acts chapter 1. Starting at verse 1. Acts chapter 1, starting at verse 1. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach. Notice that he says began. Do you see that? Why does he say he began to teach? It's no other reason other that he's going to send his spirit to continue to teach. Is that okay? Hallelujah. So he says, until the day which he was taken up after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments to under the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. Put your finger in my hand, stick your arm in my, watching him, he appeared to him. And many infallible proofs being seen of them for 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to what? The kingdom of God, his kingdom. He began preaching the kingdom of God. And here he is getting ready to leave the planets, and he spoke to them about the kingdom of God. How many know it's important that we know about the kingdom? How many know that it's important that your mindset becomes kingdom-minded? Is that right? Praise God. It really is good, being that you're kingdom-minded, you will find it, because you're kingdom-minded, it will bless the earth. People around you who are so carnally minded, they don't get what you're doing. Is that right? They don't understand you. They think it's weird the way you act. Okay, here I got another testimony. Hey, last week was testimony Sunday, so I didn't get a chance, so I got another testimony I'll tell you. Is that right? I worked at the mine as a planner, and began to notice that I would think of things, and whenever I think of it, I go, huh. A couple days later, guys from the maintenance department would come in and say, hey, we need this part. It was the exact part that I was thinking of. I wanted to go look at it, wasn't there. It happened 2 or 3 times because I'm kind of dense. And it took a while for God to open my mind and say, hey, look, I'm talking to you, my friend. I began to realize when he would say something, I'd write it down. I'd think of a part it was just random thought. Who is it? Kathy, you said your best times are in your shower. and I'm just working away, and I get this random thought, and I write it down. Almost 100%, maybe 90% of the time, I'd go over to the warehouse, and those parts that I'd written down were either, because the guys would come in at night, they would use parts and wouldn't buy them because there was nobody. They'd just take it off the shelf and leave. And so the part was gone. Those parts won't be on the shelf, or they were misshelf. They were somewhere else. I'd go and look, and I realized that God was saying something to me. He was helping me in my job. How many of you want God to help you in your job? Hallelujah. God will promote you if you let him. He'll let you if you'll just listen for him. I didn't realize that he was speaking to me. It took a while. But after that, I started listening for that voice. Every time it happened, I'd write it down. One day he told me, he says, I want you to buy a mill bearing. Buy one mill pinion bearing. These bearings are huge. There's muddy in the mine. They're big. They're about this big around, about this wide, that wide. $30,000 a piece. And we buy them in pairs to put on because there's one on each side of this big pinion shaft that turns again. I told you I'd talk on mechanics a little bit. But anyway, here, the Lord said, buy one. I said, we don't buy them that way. We buy them in pairs. Okay, I ordered one. And nobody knows about it till it comes in because that's when the warehouse pays for it. When it got paid for, we were in a meeting. We're looking. And here my supervisor tells me, Henry, why did you buy one pinion bearing? I did. Hey, we order those in pairs, Henry. You've been here long enough. You know that. Yeah. Why did you do it? Keith, here it is. God told me to do it. He goes, oh, God told you to do it. He did. He goes, well, tell God we order them in pairs. I think he knows it. A few months later, they're working. They're going to build it. They're building a shaft to replace up in the mill. And they just got the two bearings on. They have to heat them up and put them on this shaft so that they don't move. They heated them up and they put them on. And then one of the guys was looking. There's a brass cage in there that holds all the bearings into this big old thing. And he's looking. He goes, hey, he calls his supervisor. Hey, this thing's broke. So we had one bad bearing. So they call me up. They said, hey, Henry, we got a busted bearing. You want us to go get another set? I said, no, there's one over there. You got one over there? Yeah, just go on over there. It's on the shelf. So they went over there, grabbed that, put it in. My supervisor, Keith, comes in my office. He looks at me. He goes, God told you that. I said, yeah, he did. He goes, I don't get it. God, I'm going to tell you, they don't get us. Can I say that to you? It's okay that they don't get you. It's all right. What you need to be concerned about getting him, allowing him to speak to you in a way, because he will prosper you in your workplace. Wherever you're at, he'll bring people to you that you need to be speaking to so that he can prosper you. Is that okay? See, because his timing is perfect. See, his timing on that bearing was perfect. And he released his glory on my boss. My boss, he's the only one that I told that I ordered, and besides all of you. Because my boss later on had some problems and God was able to touch his wife. Where he used to look at me and every time I had somebody in my office, they had their backs to the door. He'd stop by the door and he'd go like this. Get them out. Get them out. Send them out. Wasting too much of your time. That's what he'd say. And then when God healed his wife, because we prayed for that God would heal his wife, he'd look in my door and he'd go like this. Go ahead. Tell him. See, because the glory of God was released in just listening and a mill part. Isn't that crazy? God wants to prosper you. He really does. He wants to advance you like you've never been advanced before. Come on. Hallelujah. Let me say amen to that. His timing is perfect. You might think you've got this little bitty job, but you're there for a reason. His timing is perfect. It's always has been and it always will be. Hallelujah. We get a little out of kilter sometimes and we think that, well, I got to go over here and I got to go over there. And I go, if you would talk to God, you say, well, God, if you want me over there, I'll go. But other than that, I'm staying right here because I believe that my life is controlled by you. How do you say amen to that? Isn't that cool? Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. All the time. So it was 40 days after his resurrection, and he's getting ready to leave, and what verse was I on? Come on. 4. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days since. Folks, this command is still in effect. How many say amen to that? He wants you to be filled with the Spirit so that you can do the things that he has for you to do. Verse 6 says, and when they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? All right, God, we're ready. We're ready. How many of you know that the world has to be filled with men and women of God, just like you and me, spirit-filled, tongue-talking, men and women of God. It was not time for that to happen. Is that right? For the kingdom of God to be established in Israel, it wasn't time. God had to fill the earth, just like he told Adam in the beginning. He says, fill the earth. Take dominion over it. Replenish the earth. I love it. Folks, we are in a time where God has filled the earth with men and women just like you guys that believe him in everything. Amen? Come on. So folks, we are, his timing is perfect. We are getting close to some things really crazy. How many say amen to that? We got to be ready. We have to be ready. But we can't make ourselves ready. Catch 22, huh? It's like a catch 22. We got to be ready, but you can't make yourself ready. You just can't. It's the Holy Spirit that gets you ready. It's all about who he is and what he does for you. The church has to get to the place where they listen carefully for the Holy Spirit to lead them and guide them, just like it says in the scriptures. Will you now restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. Do you see that? It's not for you to know the times and the seasons. How many say amen to that? God has his own timing. He's got his seasons. He's got his times that he's going to operate into. It's not for you to know. Is that right? None of your business. Not really, though. Notice where it says, which he has put in his own power. Is that right? He's placed it in his own power. What is the power of God? Who is the power of God? What's his name? The Holy Spirit. He's placed those times and the seasons he's given it by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit reveals you those things in certain times, certain seasons. Is that cool? Hallelujah. Because he says, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, Arizona, Green Valley, Sahuarita, right? Naco, Bisbee? Yeah, Bisbee too. Naco, yeah, I'm from Bisbee. Unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Notice the word but you shall receive power. Do you see that word, but? You got to remember your English. How many know your English? Remember your English? What is it? What kind of conjunction? What's your function? What kind of function does the word but make? What is it? I don't remember either, so I had to look it up. It says this. It says, but is what's called a coordination conjunction to connect ideas that are in contrast. Two ideas that are in contrast. It's hot outside, but we got air in here. Air conditioned. Two ideas in contrast. Do you get that? Here's the two ideas that he said in contrast. It's not for you to know, but the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Do you hear what he's saying to you? Oh, there's something. Because I can tell you right now, I don't know, but I know. I mean, say amen to that. I got no idea. Somehow I know things are happening, but I can't put my finger on it. I don't know, but I do know. The Holy Spirit is giving me that understanding that things are happening. There's things happening all over this globe. The body of Christ is being strengthened. The mind of Christ is coming into the body of Christ. The mind of the kingdom is upon us. He's taken us there in a jetliner called the Holy Spirit. Amen? How many say amen to that? Woo, come on. God is doing a work today that, man, even when people's ears will hear about it, their ears are going to tingle because of the work is so powerful. We haven't seen anything yet. How many say amen to that? Come on. I mean, I didn't see the Red Sea being split. I didn't see the blood, all the waters being turned. How many of you saw that? But God is talking something about a larger scale than even that. How many say amen to that? Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He's given it to the man that he placed on the earth. And guess what? That's his purpose. That's his plan. And nothing by any means can change it. It's going to happen. Woo. Tell your friends, get them on by. Come on. Hallelujah. Check this out. John 16, verse 13. We're going to go through a few scriptures here. I'm going to let you go here soon, okay? Is that all right? I see folks falling asleep. Amen. I should get you all up and say, there you go. Everybody walk in place 10 minutes. Here we go. No, here we go. John chapter 16, verse 13 says this. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Do you see that? I want you to notice it says, whatsoever he shall hear, that's what he speaks. See, he's in such a, God the Holy Spirit, he's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are one. He says, when he says he will speak the things that he hears, there is a time frame that he speaks these things. How many say amen to that? Come on, hallelujah. And sometimes they sound pretty weird. Yeah? Sometimes they sound weird. When I say something to you like, you know what? The wages of sin is death. Right? Here we go again. Here we go. You guys are thinking, oh, here it goes again. So wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? You're either in sin or you're in life. Which one do you want? It's the same thing back with Joshua. Choose, I put a place before you today. Life or death? And God even tells them, choose life. What's wrong with you guys? Choose life. The word of God in Romans 8 says this, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Which one do you want to live in? I want to live in the one that's in the life and Spirit of Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So when I tell you stuff like death has been defeated by the Son of God on the cross, there is really no reason why you should die unless you just want to get out of here. Folks will say, man, now that's pretty weird. Yeah, it's weird. But you see, that's kingdom thinking because there is no death in heaven. Oh, we're happy about it. Say, hey, there's no sickness in heaven. Well, there's no divorce in heaven. There's no homeless in heaven. But when I tell you there's no death in heaven, folks go, well, yeah, well, we got to die. Come on, man. Why would you be so connected to an enemy of God? Because the scriptures tell you in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you're going to find that the word of God says that the last enemy to be defeated is death. Who's going to defeat it? The body of Christ. It's crazy. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? These are scriptures. These are words in God's words because of the fact that we were designed to be on this planet according to his purpose and his plan. Woo, hallelujah. According to his, if you will, season that he releases these things. I believe he's releasing these things into the church. Here's our power verse this morning. So Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 says this, to everything there is a season and to every and a time to every purpose under heaven. You see that? To everything, there's a season and a purpose. There's a time for every purpose. Every one of you sitting in this house has a purpose. God has you here for a purpose. It's time to seek God. I can't help you in that area. I wish I could. All I can tell you is seek God. He will reveal his purpose that he's placed deep within you. You'll know it because when you're reading his word, it'll come rising up out of you. You'll understand what he's doing for you. You'll understand what he's called you into. How many say amen? It's not one. I'll tell you again, I never picked being a pastor of a church. That was not my choice. My choice was building hot rods and driving up California coast. That was my choice. Rosie told me, I think you want to be a pastor. I think God wants us to be a pastor. I said, no, we're not. I don't think so. I saw how they treat pastors. I've seen how they treat pastors. How many say amen? How many know that? Come on, body of Christ, man. We got to know that, hey, we got to treat one another with love. We got to be honest and fair with one another. Amen? We can't talk bite back. Maybe that's even a good word. Bite back. We can't be doing those kind of things. We need to be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. It's time. How many say amen? It's time. There is a purpose and there is a time for every purpose. If you don't know what God has for you, find out. Go to Him. Go to the Word. Don't go on the internet. Stay off the internet. I'm going to tell you that. Stay off the internet. That has nothing for you. This book, your book, the Bible you've got, even if you got it on your phone, just read that. Forget about the other stuff. Just read your Bible. Let God take you to what He has for you. We've lived in the church okay with saying, well, I'll volunteer for that, or I'll volunteer for that, or I'll do this, or I'll do that. We've lived that way, and we thought it was cool. And maybe for a time it was cool, but it's not that way anymore. God says, I have purpose for every person in the house. I got purpose for people that are out there don't even know it yet. Hallelujah. Do you know that there's people out there that are mighty men and women of God that don't even know it yet? They're doing things they shouldn't even be doing. But God has a plan for them, just like He has a plan for us. Amen? Praise God. Isaiah 50, verse 4. The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Hopefully this morning that there has been some words going out to folks here that you're weary, you're a little weary. But let me tell you something, God's timing is perfect over your life. So, hey, relax. Can I tell you that? Can I say relax to the church? You don't have to do 900 different things to please God. Nothing. He's already been pleased just for you to say, I believe you, Jesus. I believe you died for me. So relax. Let him take you. The Bible says this is coming to me, all you that are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. He wants you to rest in him. It's funny. It's in that time of rest. It's in that shower, if you will. Mine was raking. I like to rake. How many say amen to that? Nobody. Come on. I love raking. I love to rake. Woo! I'm going to bring 900 rakes down here and I'll get everybody to rake. I love to rake because raking doesn't take a lot of, it's just drag the thing, move, drag it again. Is that right? How we say amen? Doesn't take a lot. What it does, it opens my heart. God has spoken things to me, all sorts of different things to me just in that time that I'm raking. The time I didn't like raking, but now I love raking because I connect. How many say amen? There are places you shower. How many have different places you connect? How many connect in your car? Yeah. Going down the road and you connect. You're crying. People looking at you at the stop line. I got what's wrong with him. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah, we're a weird bunch, aren't we? Come on. Hallelujah. Connect, whatever, wherever place you connect, go get it. Go connect. Because your life is hid. Listen, hid. This is Colossians. Your life is hid in Christ. So when you connect, he reveals your life. Isn't that cool? Hallelujah. He's given me the tongue of the learned that I may speak a word to him. A word in season to him that is weary. He waketh morning by morning. He wakes my ear to hear as the learned. Connect. Find your place and go connect. Amen? God has things for you that you've got no idea. Proverbs 15:23. How many know this? So a man has joy by the answer of his mouth. A word spoken in due season. How good is it? How many say amen to that? Whenever, if God speaks to you, how many of you heard the voice of God? How many of you heard God speaking to you? You find it in the word, you see something, and all of a sudden it fills your heart. How many of you had that? Well, I'm going to tell you something. That is it good? How good is it? Woo, it's good. It's good. Hallelujah. When God speaks to your heart. How much more of that word that he's given you when you go speak it, you sense that word when you're talking to somebody and you speak that word. You might not see them fall to their knees and get saved, but that word flows in. You can sense it when it flows in. It's going to do something. God has given you, by his Spirit, a word to encourage. Is that right? Like we said in the last one, to speak a word to him that is weary. Oh, 2 Timothy verses 3, I'm sorry, chapter 3, verses 3 through 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. How many say amen? Come on. Amen. All that are godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. How many, is that a good verse? I bet you don't go around speaking that verse all the time, do you? Hey, but guess what? It's the word of God and it's going to happen. People aren't going to understand you. They're not going to care about you. They're not going to like you. But you just keep on going for Jesus. You just love on them. Amen? When they treat you wrong, hey, I love you, man. Need some money? How many do that? No, I don't know. It says, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men shall and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which you have learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them. Who's teaching you, folks? Listen, who's teaching you? Seriously, who's teaching you? Today, it better be the Holy Ghost, because he's the only place you can lean on. Men will fail you. Pastors will fail you. I want to. The Word of God says that I have to be serious about what he speaks to me. I have to be. A priest has to speak what God speaks. Amen? You know what he says in Malachi? He talks about that. I have to speak what God gives me to speak. I really cannot make up my own sermons. I was telling some folks this morning, I get nervous every time I go to preach up here, because I know that God's word is powerful. How many say that? It will change lives. It will, and I can't be messing around with the word of God, trying to make it say what I want it to say. I can't be doing that. God says, no, you don't do that. You don't deceive my people. They can't be deceived, Henry. They will know. How many say amen to that? How many say that? Because the spirit that dwells in you, you're going to know immediately, hey, that's not right. How many say amen to that? But you might hear something that I say, and you might not agree with it. I would tell you, just go ahead and go look at it. Because we have to try the word. The Bible says for us to try the word. Try the spirit, see if it's of God. You need to look at the word of God and test it. Test what you're hearing with everybody. Not just me, not anybody around you. Test what you're hearing. Test what you're hearing with the word of God. That's what he's saying right here. You've known whom you learned them, that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you what? Wise. Unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Everybody look at your neighbor and say, it's been given by God. What has been given? The scriptures, is that right? Stay out of the internet, folks. Come on. As a pastor, I'm telling you. I mean, I know you got business. I know you got all those things. But you know, when it comes to the word of God, you've got everything you need already. You got his word and you have the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit the time to get that, whatever time he put it. I'll tell you, folks, there's a lot of voices out there, but there's only one voice you need to be hearing. It's the Holy Ghost. Because that's the one voice that will keep you, watch over you, will speak to you when you're doing wrong. When you're going down the wrong path, he will speak to you. It's good, profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman, I'm going to put that man or woman of God may be what? Perfect. How many of you are perfect in the building? Come on, raise your hands. Come on. How many of you are perfect in this building? You can say, I don't know. Yeah. You died at the cross. Isn't that right? Word of God in Galatians says this, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet it's not I that lives, it's Christ living in me. And the life that I live by the faith of the Son of God. How many say amen to that? Do you know that you were crucified? Treat yourself like you were crucified. When you want that old Henry bar, you guys remember that? Nobody, okay, let's go to the Hershey bar. When you want that Hershey bar, treat yourself. You know it's not good for you. Oh, but it's just one. Yeah. When you know it, treat yourself. I'm crucified with Christ. I'm not just talking about Hershey bars. How many of you know it? Say amen to that. There are things that we do that are contrary to the life that you live in Christ. Stop doing them. Just stop. And you will find that space can be filled by the word of God. And it will cleanse you and wash you and keep you. This is for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God or woman of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished to all good works. You see that word that's there, it opens up what's already within you. You're thoroughly furnished. God has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness, where they're within you. It's the word of God that busts that open like a watermelon. How many say amen? Amen. Come on, man. How many like watermelons? My wife bought a watermelon the other day. It was the nicest thing. Would you guys stand? Hallelujah. What a way to end, huh? Talk about a watermelon. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Know this. You've heard some things today. Hallelujah. Those things that are confusing to you, take to the Lord. Ask him about it. Ask him. There's some other things you've heard today that they settled in right on your heart. How many say amen? They said, oh, that came right here, man. Yeah. I'm going to do what I feel the Holy Spirit has for me to do. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray this morning. And I'm going to ask God that you, because I believe that the word of God says this. It says the sower goes out to sow, and he's sowing seed. And he's throwing seeds. And the Bible says that the fowl of the air come and they get the seed and they haul it off. Is that right? And some of it falls in good ground, and the sun comes up, but the ground is thin, and that seed that falls in the ground, it grows for a little bit, then it withers and it dies. Then there's the ground where the seed falls in, shoots up, man, begins to get real big, and then there's weeds growing around it, which are the cares of this world, and they choke the word. They choke that word, and it dies off and it dies. But then there's good ground. I'm going to pray for you this morning that your heart, the good ground of your heart, would receive the word of God in its fullness this morning. Is that okay with you? Are you okay with me praying that over you? If not, I will not pray it over you. You okay? Yeah. Anybody say it's not okay? Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. God, thank you for your word. Father, thank you for seed. The life is in the seed, Lord. And the seed remembers where it's from. Lord, I pray that your people, that their hearts would be the good ground. The good ground that the seed would fall into and would produce not just 30, not 40, but 100-fold, Father. Because your spirit waters and waters and waters the word. So thank you for that, Father. I thank you for all these folks here this morning. God, I ask you, Lord, that you would, Father, continue to, Father, to speak to them, continue to lead them, guide them. Father God, cause them, Father, to walk pleasing with you, Father. Let their lives be a light to everyone around them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Sing this song with us, and then we'll dismiss you. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.